Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have two extraordinary filmmakers, Glenn Holston and Shane Gregg. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
And we're going to talk about a wonderful documentary in the making that they are working on about Andrew Wyeth. And, well, thanks for having the time today and bring us up to speed, because the project sounds fascinating, but we need to go and understand the details. How did everything begin? So you guys, that got your attention somehow. So how did you begin conceiving the idea of, yes, we're going to go for this documentary and talk about the origins?
Well, this year is the 100th anniversary of Andrew Wyeth's birth, so it was interesting to sort of, lots of energy has been put towards focusing on his life and his work. In fact, there's a great exhibit at the Brandywine River Museum that is a retrospective of his work. And I luckily had the good fortune many years ago to work on a film about Andrew Wyeth, so I was bit by the bug then. And when this opportunity to sort of revisit his life's work came about, we jumped on it, and we got the participation enthusiasm from American Masters series on PBS. So that started the whole ship sailing.
Okay. And how did you become involved, Shane?
Well, we were approached by the Brandywine River Museum and an idea about creating a film about Andrew Wyeth. That was the, I would say, the catalyst of what also got the ship sailing, I guess. And from there, it was just, it gave us tremendous access to the paintings and to the artwork and to the family. And we've been able to build relationships with the Brandywine and with other entities as well that have just been opened up so many doors, doors to interviews with, we did an interview with Helga, the Helga from the paintings, which was amazing. And we've also been able, fortunate enough to talk with Jamie Wyeth, Andrew's son. And so that was the initial, having that invite into that world really got us moving.
This film really sort of is part of this new renaissance, a new way of looking at Andrew Wyeth's work. In the past, he's been sort of thought of as one kind of painter, but there's been a whole new sort of scholarship that's around that's re-examining, reinventing, not reinventing, but re-examining Andrew Wyeth and his contributions to the world. So this is, film is part of that whole new energy, which is exciting to be a part of.
And a project of this nature is not an easy task. It involves, like, countless things. Would you like to share what that implies and how the, I mean, it's not just I'm going to go ahead and tape somebody. It's a lot more than that, right, Glenn?
Right. Well, I mean, the first step is designing the film, and that involves research and development, like any sort of project that you take on. So we sort of look at what's been done in the past and what sort of conversation has been missing from the film world of and interestingly, the one film that I worked on called Snow Hill, which was made about 20 years ago, I think, with painter Beau Bartlett, might be the only full-length film about Andrew Wyeth. So I'm kind of stunned to realize that we're the first film that sort of takes his whole life and his contribution after his death into a film. So we're very lucky that way. So there's that. And then there's, you know, you have to create the interest and generate the funds to make the film possible. While you're always sort of making your creative side, you also have a very sort of business side that tries to make it work, make the dream, realize the dream. And that's why Shane and I are a good team. I'm a director and Shane's a producer, and we both sort of take on different parts of the film and steer it towards.
And what is the thing, Shane, that what angle, if let's assume that you see this effort in the next 10 years, what would you like to see, and how would you like to see the project evolving from the conception to realization? What angle would you like to demonstrate about Andrew Wyeth?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I would say that he is, what has struck me in when we started this project, I was familiar with Andrew Wyeth, I was familiar with the paintings, because I grew up in this area, I grew up in the Chester County area, but I had never really, really looked at the paintings, really looked. And to me, over the course of filming this, it's become amazingly apparent how talented he truly was.
Mm-hmm.
When you see his work next to other pieces of work, he really stands out. And so I guess what I would hope in 10 years' time, what maybe our film or through our film as a catalyst might really mm-hmm. show how talented and amazing he really was.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he was great, but just in how extraordinarily talented,
mm-hmm.
He was. Just the things that he was able to do and the detail that he's able to paint with is amazing.
Yeah, different kind of reality. What he presents is not the typical things. His approach has been, and I see you nodding, Glenn. Tell me your approach. What would you like to demonstrate, if you will?
Well, I think, the most famous painting is Christina's World, which mm-hmm. is at the Museum of Modern Art, and it's been used and abused and reinvented by cartoonists and it's become part of it's an iconic painting, but mm-hmm. it's become almost like something that people joke around with. But what is wonderful to discover about Andrew Wyeth is his sort of deep sensitivity to two places in the world, mm-hmm. the Brandywine Valley, mm-hmm. Chad's Ford, and Maine, where he summered, and his sort of revisiting and with passion and with interest to look in and re-examine the things that were part of his world is remarkable to me. And despite all sort of critical judgment, and he just was unswerving in his path about what was interesting to him. And I find that completely inspiring.
Right, and it's been inspiring to you for the longest time, because this is not the first one that you're working on, right?
Right. I mean, what's so exciting is to have, I've since I made that project with Bo Bartlett a couple of decades ago, I've made a few films since, and I've gotten a skill set that I'm really excited to apply to this film. And mm-hmm. the work is inspiring. And another thing that's remarkable about doing a film about Andrew Wyeth is that the places where he painted mm-hmm. his studio in Chad's Ford, his father's studio, is being maintained by the Brandywine River Museum. Mm-hmm. And the same is true in Maine. Mm-hmm. Christina Olsen's house, where he painted for 15-some years, mm-hmm. has been maintained by the Farnsworths. So for a filmmaker to be able to have access to these places of meaning and to explore them with a camera, and there's each one of them is imbued with its own sense of mystery and wonder, mm-hmm. and to be able to capture that and sort of harness mm-hmm. using our technical skills and make that translate into a film is really exciting.
Indeed. And the combination of the two of you, because talking to both of you, it's not only inspiring, but you can see that you work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
How does that combine? Because you need both figures to create this documentary. How do you complement each other in terms of team, if you will? Shane?
Well, it's great to have a team member to, first of all, working in a vacuum on your own is very mm-hmm. difficult. And so to be able to bounce ideas off of each mm-hmm. other and say, well, mm-hmm. what do you think of this? What do you think of
right.
to film this scene in this way with this camera?
Mm-hmm.
It just really helps to be able to refine your idea. And
mm-hmm.
when you have more people bringing ideas to the table, you're able to see a bigger picture
mm-hmm.
and then take all those ideas and move forward with the best mm-hmm. approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that Glenn and I really complement each other that way, that we can very easily talk about something and work through it together without a lot of difficulty. And I feel like we always arrive at the best possible solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really enjoy that process of having what I would say like a real partner in this
mm-hmm.
and a real teammate in this adventure.
And I appreciate you coming to the show, because you're in the developing stages of the process, which opens up the possibility to the community somehow, as far as I understand, for them to be involved. Glenn, is that the case?
Well, sure. I mean, we're in the midst of filming now, so
okay.
we're sort of, our feet are wet, we're in the water,
mm-hmm.
and we have a targeted date of a broadcast in 2018.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in following our process and our progress, we have a website, andrewwyethmovie.com. andrewwyethmovie.com, andrewwyethmovie.com, that has our fabulous, beautiful trailer. It shows a little bit of artistic approach, but there it also has a way of connecting with us, and we'll have a mailing list throughout the production process. One of the things I like doing is updating people on where we are and how we're doing it. And so we'd love to hear from people. Absolutely.
And we'll continue talking about that, but let me reconnect with the audience to let them know that you're listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have with us Glenn Holston and Shane Gregg, filmmakers of Wyeth, documentary about Andrew Wyeth that is scheduled to be released to the public at some point 2018?
Yes, for sure.
So walk us through the process. At this point, you are filming, and then what happens all the way to 2018 when everybody is going to be invited to a magnificent black tie, red carpet type of event. Tell us how everything happens from now on.
Well, it's a fantastic process. I mean, we have as I mentioned, we have this research and development phase where we dream up the film, and then we have to execute the dream. Mm-hmm. And execute the dream involves a lot of filming. And filming involves a lot of people and a lot of technologies, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. access and permissions and all those things. So that's, mm-hmm. again, where the team approach really is helpful. It's to take this whole thing on singularly would be very, mm-hmm. challenging. Another important part of our team is our director of photography. His name is Phil Bradshaw. Mm-hmm. And he has a certain vision as to how to execute visually the ideas that I are
That's
percolating in my head. So the, mm-hmm. team expands as we film. In fact, when you're filming, usually you have 5 or 10 people helping you. So, mm-hmm. I often think of myself as kind of a big cheerleader with a loud megaphone saying, "This is where we're going. This is where we're going. Help me get there. Help me get there." And And the beautiful part of it is that people find it brings out the strengths in everybody. And so not only do we have a director of photography, we're in the world of sound. You know, sound is just as important as image in making a film. So you have to engage on location a sound recording, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. engineer, but then there's also the world of post-production sound. So we gather, that's the, mm-hmm. filming, and then we begin the sifting process. Mm-hmm. So we gather, we become greedy in the gathering process, and we take. We do interviews. We do filming on location. We gather historical documentation, which might include archival films, archival photos, family films, family photos, whatever we can get access to. And then we sit with an editor, a very talented editor, who helps us sift through it and create the storyline, mm-hmm. which has been imagined. But now you really have the nuts and bolts, and you're really putting the machine together. And
finish the story. What we want to get to is what we would in the film world call picture lock. Mm-hmm. And what that means is we have our cut. It's not going to change. This is, mm-hmm. the story. Mm-hmm. And once we have that, then we do our audio mixing, we do our color correction.
All the polishing.
Which takes a lot of time.
And
I mean, editing
cash.
And
music composition.
There you
and
go.
We have our final.
Do you have somebody in mind, music-wise? What kind of connection, music-wise, goes with you guys? Have you thought about somebody in particular, or what kind of music resonates with you for an Andrew Wyeth documentary?
Well, we have a relationship with a composer who we've done a lot of work with. His name is Michael Aaron. He's super talented.
Okay.
But interesting, the world of Andrew Wyeth is a very quiet world. I mean, he films, in fact, he films spaces and then he takes figures out, and so the places become quieter and more mysterious. So that's, mm-hmm. an interesting beginning to think about music. You don't want to cram a film about Andrew Wyeth filled with
right, that doesn't reflect who he was.
No.
Right?
But you want to sort of be like the combination of his very fast drawings and fast watercolors give a certain sort of feeling that I might, as a composer, might enjoy translating. And then he's, mm-hmm. got this meticulous tempera painting, which is stroke after stroke after stroke. And that sort of is the kind of conversation I have with a composer to sort of start thinking sonically about his world. And also there's the world, he's in nature, so there's the world of natural sounds. We might not have music throughout. There might be a crunchy leaf,
yeah.
track or a wind track. You know, those are the really delicious things to start thinking about.
When a life like Andrew Wyeth is so rich, you, I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, gravitate towards maybe a movie or a documentary. Why did you select documentary instead of a movie if the life is fascinating enough, and that's perhaps asking for my ignorance.
No, I think it's just about my skill set. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've done one drama. Mm-hmm. I found out that it wasn't really my strength.
It's not your strength.
I liked making it. It just, you know, I always find it so interesting. In the world of fiction, you go and you create a world. Mm-hmm. But when you're a documentary filmmaker, you go and you capture a world. And I just lean towards the real world. I find it, there's right. nothing more interesting to me than the real world. So over the years, that has shown to me that that's mm-hmm. where I belong. So that's mm-hmm. why this film has always started. I mean, I think Andrew Weiss' life could make a very interesting drama, but I wouldn't even know the first step to take to make it.
Right. So, Shane, in your way of thinking, you also think that documentary reflects or might be more conducive to understand. Do you think that Andrew Wyeth has been understood enough?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that what I think our film will do is to take another look at him. Mm-hmm. And as Glenn talked about a little bit before, where he had this. When he was younger, he was really rising up and he was becoming a star. But the critics of that time mm-hmm. really, you know, grinded him to a halt. They said, "No, this isn't good work. Mm-hmm. This isn't accepted as what we would say is good." Mm-hmm. But what I always found interesting was he still blazed his own trail regardless of them. He said, "Okay, well, I'm going to do my own thing still." Mm-hmm. And so he did that, and I think that really upset the art world that he was still very successful, mm-hmm. whether they said he was a good artist or not. And now that we're 20, 30 years removed from that, a lot of those critics have moved on, and now we have a new wave of artists, of art historians looking at him and mm-hmm. saying, no, he was very talented.
Maybe before his time. He just... Right.
Well, he came into conflict with the abstract expressionist movement, which was very different from his work.
Right.
Now, why we can't have two kinds of work being popular, I don't understand. And why a painter should be persecuted for being popular or making money. I mean, in our culture, artists are supposed to be starving and in garrets, but that I think we should probably rethink that because art is so important to our lives. So I think that Andrew Wyeth, like Shane said, he just sort of kept moving forward, and he had the luxury of being able to move forward because of the success he had and sort of the breeding he had. His father, N.C. Wyeth, was a very successful illustrator and trained Andrew to be mm-hmm. a painter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a rare thing for, you know, most parents will say, keep the art on the side. It'll be a nice hobby, but his
Not
father
the way
said,
of living, right?
Right. His father said, be an artist. And with all the conviction, I mean, N.C. Wyeth's letters to his parents about his life as an artist and his hopes for his children's lives as artists mm-hmm. are completely inspiring to me as a parent because
there you go. Mm-hmm.
He was you know, pushing them forward to be as a wonderful childhood, to be a full artist life,
which is terrific. And I'm sure people listening to the radio show might be wondering, how can I be part of this? How can I be helping somehow? So why don't you refresh memories and share website, phone number, and things like that? And if you could think of how the community help both of you, what can that be?
Well, certainly our website is a great way to connect mm-hmm. with the film, mm-hmm. andrewwythemovie.com. And if anyone wants to participate and has any resources that they could share, that would be more than welcome.
Right.
Also, you know, we're learning about this area. If there's archival footage that people know about Chad's Ford, I mean, that's something that's very interesting to me as well. Mm-hmm, from
mm-hmm. And maybe some Delaware connection, because he's well known in the region mm-hmm. and has got some Delaware connections, which brings the possibility of the region, particularly Delaware, to be part of these economic development efforts, don't you think?
Sure. You know, in N.C. Wyeth's letters, he writes about walking to Wilmington from his home in Chad's Ford. I love that. He went for a long walk to Wilmington. So he's
maybe if nothing else, maybe somebody listening might find or might have something that connects more fully Andrew Wyeth to Delaware and making more even relevant to Delaware the film.
And then, you know, of course, when the film's done, sharing in in school groups, community groups. We'd love to share the film as much as possible.
Thank you. You were within my mind, because an educational piece like that, from a parent's standpoint, from a, you tell me how you see this evolving from an educational standpoint.
Well, what we would do, or what we've talked about doing, is just breaking the film up into chapters that education for a classroom, so that a teacher or a professor can use that in perhaps an art history class. I can say, well, what I really want is this segment of the film, and this is perfect that works with my syllabus. And so we tend to make that available for schools and universities to be able to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a tremendous tool, especially for schools in this region that, where Andrew's from.
Right.
It's such a great connection and such a privilege to have such a tremendous artist from this area
to
study and look at.
So we're looking forward to having the documentary as a piece completely, but also small pieces here and there that can be used for educational purposes in schools, universities, and the likes. Is that the case?
Absolutely. And a pretty vigorous, not pretty, a very vigorous social media campaign as well, to let everybody know that this is in our area and to consume the film and a little bits at a time.
So do you see in the future maybe an Emmy Award documentary that can be celebrated and bring fame to the region somehow, Glenn?
I definitely think it'll bring interest to the region. And fame, fame's already here. We just have to let everybody know that it's accessible. I mean, this place has an incredible historic lineage in the art world, starting from, Andrew's father was N.C. Wyeth. N.C. Wyeth studied with Harold Pyle, another fantastic artist. So it goes back for generations. So I'm really happy to be a part of sharing that with this area and other people who might not know about this area. The broadcast will have lots and lots of viewers, so that's...
Yeah, American Masters we're so fortunate to be part of that series, they have a tremendous viewership base.
Indeed.
To be partnered with them in an art series, it's just very fortunate. It's just going to bring a lot of eyeballs to the region. It's going to be tremendous for the Brandywine region.
And for that, we have to thank you for your time today. Many, many thanks.
Happy to be here. Thank you.